Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, it sort of proved my point. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. A few weeks ago, we covered a newly introduced legislative proposal which deals with developing community gardens and urban farms in areas of the state with high levels of food insecurity. We noted that we support community gardens and urban farms, and we don't have anything negative to say about the Nevada Department of Agriculture, which is assigned by the bill to establish a program for community gardens and urban farms. Having said this, we also pointed out that we didn't think the bill was needed. A few years ago, State Senator Pat Spearman was successful in getting a law passed which cleared the way for community gardens and urban farms to happen in urban areas. During the hearing that was held on AB 405 last week, there was a ton of support from impassioned advocates who spoke on how much they support community gardens and urban farms. Those speaking in support testified that they were deeply involved in community gardens and urban farms in their home areas. There wasn't anyone who spoke against the bill, which raises the fundamental point that I made when we last covered this issue. Community gardens and urban farms don't need the Nevada Department of Agriculture to do anything. They're already doing everything the bill calls for, and it isn't because they need a state program to make it happen. They need local champions and committed volunteers, which they now have. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.